So what I would like to share with you now is some of the clinical data that got the approval of these biologics. So it's nice that we know where they work, but where the rubber meets the road is, do they make a difference? So we'll start with dupilumab. These were all sort of double-blinded studies where they had a maintenance dose of intranasal steroids, and then they were randomized to dupilumab or to placebo injections. The two key endpoints are the nasal polyp score, which we won't go into, but these were all very large polyps that were entered into it, like the polyps that you saw in the first picture, as well as the description that was given. And then the congestion, which is the primary endpoint. And these were two endpoints that were done. There's two studies. One lasted for 24 weeks, and the other lasted for 52 weeks. So if we stay with the top left in the nasal polyp score, and you look at the primary endpoint at 24 weeks, you see that the polyps shrink very rapidly, and that at 24 weeks, there's at least almost a two-score difference between that. Now, if you stop this, you see that the polyps start to regrow, even though they're maintained on the intranasal steroid. And the same is true for the congestion and below. So what you're seeing here is that these are great anti-inflammatory drugs. It worked, but once you stop using it, just like with an oral steroid, the inflammation returns from that. So the question is, how long do you need to keep people on these for a prolonged period of time?